The homeless. Homelessness is a problem throughout the United States and around the world. Even in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, many people are huddled on the sidewalks, on grates, or in doorways at all times of year and in all extremes of weather. At the end of the day, these people have no family to console them, no refuge. As a contrast, think of your own life. In the morning, you leave your comfortable home for your job or other activities, and at the end of the day, you come back to spend the evening with your family or those close to you. Loved ones give us a purpose in life, infusing us with enough strength to go back out again the next day to meet new challenges. But imagine those who have no work, no home, and no family. When such people finally find a place to rest on the street, people may stone them or the police may arrest them. Whenever we pass them by, we may avert our gaze or at most offer them a quarter. Is our compassion strong enough to allow us to feel their sadness and their misfortune? Many people are so fearful, tense, and competitive these days that they revel in someone else's misery, feeling better when they find someone whose condition is worse than their own. If a calamity befalls a friend, they may offer words of sympathy and encouragement, but in their inner consciousness, they are glad to have escaped such a fate themselves. Such an attitude is indicative of material consciousness. When our compassion is so strong that we are ready to take a homeless woman's place to free her from her torment, then we will be able for entry into the spiritual world, not before.